the latest from podnews.net. Podsites have released an open download specification designed to be open and comparable with others. They've cited their problems with the IAB version 2 standard and explained that they have decided to open source a spec for how we count downloads and share our blacklists with the podcast community as a whole. The company has also released code to calculate downloads according to the simple spec on GitHub. Podcast Live Politics is returning to the UK this autumn on Saturday the 5th of October. Already part of the live event is For the Many with Ian Dale and Jackie Smith, Chopper's Brexit podcast, and The Week Unwrapped. Tickets are available today. Who's the best podcast host is a question often seen in podcasting Facebook groups. We'd like to answer that question by helping people make an informed choice. So we've published an article today. You'll find it in our newsletter. Feedback on this is very welcome. Pod Hunt has quietly soft launched, describing itself as Product Hunt for podcasts. HelloCast, a podcast planning tool, has unveiled enhancements and new pricing plans, including a free forever plan for solo podcasters. Cast Feed Validator has released an updated version 3 of their podcast RSS validation service, which checks for a number of new issues, including Apple Podcast categories. We've added links from our podcast pages too. Podtrac has published July 2019's top podcast publishers. It's opt-in and US only, but NPR has increased its lead over iHeartRadio. And the New Media Summit in September in San Diego in California is the fifth such event, where 150 attendees have the opportunity to take center stage to pitch 40 top podcasters and get booked on their shows on the spot. And thank you to John Lee Dumas for becoming PodNews' latest personal supporter. Known as JLD to many, John produces the award-winning Entrepreneurs on Fire, where he interviews entrepreneurs, quote, who are truly on fire. We assume in a metaphorical sense rather than actually being burned alive, but if it's the latter, we've a few business people would like to suggest for interview. Anyway, you should be like JLD at podnews.net/support. It's a Monday, so it's opinion day. Podcast interviews need to take the next step forward, says HelloCast's Brandon Hull. The world doesn't need another 60-minute interview, he says, that's bland or lacking in any flair from the host, with all the pressure put upon the guest. And what does podcast addiction look like? Stuart McGurk from GQ magazine subscribes to at least 50 podcasts. He says, I can't remember the last time I had a bowel movement that wasn't accompanied by the joys of Jon Favreau, who hosts Pod Save America. Us too. In podcasts today, if you love jokes and hate misogyny, this is your podcast. Dude Talks to a Lady has reached episode 100, with comic Janet Hyde inviting mostly male comics to tell her a joke about women or gender and having surprisingly intellectual conversations with men that really need to happen. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.